Chinese Herbal Medicine for Degenerative Vision Loss. A very basic eye-healing Chinese herbal formula is chrysanthemum flower, juwa, and lychee berries, gochiza, or Chinese wolfberry, which nourishes the eyes and cools down liver heat. The recipe consists of 12 to 15 grams of each herb placed in hot water together and consumed daily as tea. Chrysanthemum clears inflammation and heat from the eyes. Lychee is a primary vision tonic in the Chinese pharmacopoeia. A small red sweet berry shaped like an eye, lychee contains vitamin C and riboflavin and is very high in beta-carotene. Lychee, or gochiza, is very nourishing to the eyes. Two other frequently recommended tonic herbs for vision loss are Siberian ginseng and Shisandra fruit, Wu Weizi. Used in China for at least 4,000 years as a longevity herb, ginseng is also known for improving visual acuity and night vision in its role as a qi tonic. Some research indicates that Shisandra fruit is high in antioxidants and liver-protective compounds. The following list discusses herbal use in connection with specific vision problems. Macular degeneration. The most effective TCM treatment principles for many eye conditions involve nourishing the kidney and spleen in order to replenish vital qi and blood. The clinical objective is to treat the root cause by nourishing spleen and strengthening kidney. The branch treatment, or temporary solution, is to activate the blood circulation in order to resolve stagnation. Visual capacity is improved by promoting the circulation in choroids and retina, preventing cell death, and reversing the inability to absorb and circulate vital nutrients for healthy vision. Age-related macular degeneration, or ARMD, wet and dry, is often an exhaustion of the body's yin. The yin aspect of the visual field is the central vision, and the peripheral vision is more yang in nature. When the central vision goes, it indicates a burnout of kidney and liver yin, so using Chinese herbs that nourish yin seems to work best. In cases of wet ARMD, the bleeding must be stopped first, and then the eyes invigorated. Using Chinese Noto Ginseng or San Qi would accomplish both. Once the bleeding has been arrested, yin nourishing formulas should be used in raw decoctions. These formulas will be taken long term, 6 to 12 months, as it takes a longer amount of time to build the yin than it does to generate yang qi. Note: even though Stargardt's is a completely different condition, it usually follows the same pattern of liver and kidney yin deficiency in Chinese medicine, and it therefore can be treated in the same manner as dry ARMD. Main patent formulas. Although these patent formulas may not be the most potent form of Chinese herbal medicine, they may help some improve their vision. If after 3 to 6 months of using the patent formulas you do not see any improvement, you may wish to consult a Chinese herbalist for a stronger herbal prescription. Wet ARMD. 1. Yunnan Paiyao or San Qi powder. Dissolve 2 grams 2 times a day in water. 2. Mingmu Di Wang Tang, bright eye tea. 3. Su Gang Tang plus Erchen Tang, soothe the liver tea plus 2 aged tea. Dry ARMD. 1. Mingmu Di Wang Tang, bright eye tea. And 2. Su Gang Tang, soothe the liver tea. Retinitis pigmentosa. In TCM, retinitis pigmentosa, RP, is caused by congenital deficiencies in the liver, kidney, spleen, and stomach, as well as dryness of blood circulation. The treatment principle for RP and associated conditions lies in regulating the five internal organs, nourishing vital qi and blood, and invigorating the entire meridian system. Although each case is different, I find that there is often decline of kidney yang. Using herbs that ignite kidney yang activity in the body seems to bring about the best results and improvements. RP is frequently a case of cold stagnation. RP is one of the more challenging conditions to treat because it seems to take unusually long to see results, 6 to 12 months. The herbal formulas below are also effective for Usher syndrome and choroidal dystrophy. Main patent formulas. 1. Yogui Tong, Restore the Right Decoction. And 2. Buzheng Yiqi Tong, Central Qi Tea. Diabetic Retinopathy, DR. In traditional Chinese medicine, this condition mostly occurs at the late period of diabetes owing to the deficiency of both qi energy and yin substance. A long-term deficiency tends to cause poor circulation and blood stasis. Therapeutic action is aimed at nourishing the spleen and kidney and stimulating blood circulation in order to resolve stagnation. The medicine has the following functions. Since the peripheral visual field is weakened in DR, the clinical objective would be to strengthen the yang. I have found diabetic retinopathy to respond more rapidly than most eye conditions, usually in just a few weeks, and improvements can be obtained extremely rapidly using acupuncture and Chinese herbs, with results observed in as little as a few treatments. Main patent formulas. 1. Green tea. 2. Yogui Tong, Restore the Right Decoction. Retinal vein and artery occlusions. When retinal occlusions have formed, the strategy in TCM is to activate the blood circulation and resolve stagnation. It is confirmed that occlusions may lead to retinal bleeding. The goal is to first stop any bleeding as soon as possible, and then improve the structural integrity of the retina and macula. The generation of new blood vessels and further complications can thus be avoided. As long as people can tolerate these herbs, they tend to work very well. Chinese herbs that help promote circulation of qi and blood can be difficult to digest. Herbs for this condition can be hard on the stomach and cause digestive upset and loose stool. This can be avoided by graduating the dosage and taking it as a decoction after meals. Main patent formulas. 1. San Qi Pain, Yunnan Paiyao. 2. Modified Shui Juzhu Yutong, Move Stasis in Mansion of Blood. Open-angle glaucoma. Open-angle glaucoma is due primarily to blood congestion and fire toxins, with an underlying deficiency of the liver and kidney yin. The treatment modalities are primarily focused on moving qi and blood to relieve heat and fire toxins. The clinical strategy is to keep the intraocular pressure low and thereby preserve the vision. I have found that if this condition is treated in the early stages, patients with open-angle glaucoma respond very well to herbs and acupuncture. If the condition is progressed, it may be more difficult to get a positive response, especially if there is a long-term usage of glaucoma medication. It seems as though most people's vision improves. However, it's a 50-50 chance as far as whether the pressure will lower. Excessive medication and/or high emotional stress seem to keep the pressure from lowering in open-angle glaucoma. No herb, needle, drug, or knife can overpower the effects of a negative human mind over the body. In most cases, I do see very good results with modifications of some Chinese herbal formulas. Main patent formulas. 1. Tianma Gotong Yin, Gastrodia and Uncaria Decoction. And 2. Qi Ju Di Huang Wan, Ramania 6, plus Chrysanthemum and Lychee. These are a few basic formulas used for some common degenerative eye conditions. There are plenty of Chinese herb companies that will make up these formulas. Lists of companies and suggested dosages are found in Appendix 2 in the print edition of this book. You may have the formulas made, but remember that each person is different and should ideally have his or her own formula designed by a trained practitioner who has experience in treating eye conditions with Chinese herbs. Individually prescribed Chinese herbal formulas versus patent formulas. It takes 4 years of schooling to learn how to write a Chinese herbal formula. The education I received in Chinese herbology was as good as any reputable Oriental medicine school can provide in the U.S. Since I had a strong desire to learn more about formula writing for special conditions, like degenerative vision loss, I did postgraduate study at a university hospital in mainland China. Many other practitioners have done the same. Seeing how the Chinese herbalists create and prepare formulas in China is something that all herbalists should experience. It greatly enhances both knowledge and skill. Despite recent press, Chinese herbs are safe if used correctly. Chinese herbal formulas are written by qualified practitioners trained in Chinese herbal medicine. The practitioner writes the formula based on the diagnosed disease pattern. Only a well-trained practitioner is capable of pattern discrimination and writing the correct formulas. Many people wish to try to heal their eyes on their own. The Chinese patent medicines found in herb shops in the Chinatowns and Asian food markets can be a place to start. They are mild enough to experiment with. If you get a bad reaction, stop taking them immediately. If you get good results using them, that's great. Following is a table of some Chinese patent formulas that can be beneficial for certain eye conditions. Formula: Mingmu Di Huang. Action: nourish kidney and liver. Eye condition: ARMD and Stargardt's. Formula: Qi Ju Di Huang Wan. Action: nourish kidney and liver, blood and yin. Eye condition: ARMD and Stargardt's, glaucoma. Formula: Yo Gui Wan. Action: strengthen kidney yang. Eye conditions: diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa, Usher, choroidal dystrophy, optic nerve atrophy. Formula: Tian Mago Teng Yin. Action: nourish yin, clear inflammation, liver wind. Eye condition: open angle glaucoma, retinal bleeding, optic neuritis. Formula: Buzhong Yi Qi Wan. Action: strengthen qi. Eye condition: retinitis pigmentosa. Formula: Shu Gantong. Action: regulate liver qi. Eye condition: age-related macular degeneration. Formula: Shui Fuju Yuan. Action: move blood in the upper part of the body. Eye condition: retinal vein and artery occlusions. Formula: Jiao Yao San. Action: regulate liver qi and strengthen qi. Eye condition: eye strain headaches. Formula: Er Chen Tong. Action: drain mucus and dampness. Open clear yang passage to the eyes. Eye condition: dry ARMD and wet ARMD. Diabetic retinopathy. Formula: Yunnan Pai Yao. Action: stop bleeding, improve circulation of qi and blood. Eye conditions: wet ARMD, traumatic injury. Formula: Ying Qi Kong Ming Tong. Action: raise the central qi and improve the vision and hearing. Eye conditions: ARMD, wet and dry, and Usher syndrome. Formula: Shu Yu Guang. Action: Nourish Yin. Clear inflammation: Liver wind. Eye conditions: Cataracts, glaucoma, optic neuritis. Formula: Gui Pi Wan. Action: Strengthen the qi. Nourish the blood and heart. Keep the blood in the vessels. Eye condition: Wet macular degeneration. Formula: Ju Jing Wan. Action: Nourish kidney and liver yin. Brighten the eyes. Eye condition: Dry ARMD. Formula: Wang Dan Tang. Action: Warm the gallbladder, move yang qi, and regulate fluids. Eye conditions: glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy. Formula: Ba Jian Tang. Action: Strengthen qi and nourish blood. Eye conditions: presbyopia, farsightedness, and ARMD. Side effects of Chinese herbal medicine. Chinese herbs can have some side effects, although this is rare. Most side effects are digestive and simply the result of the body's detoxification mechanism. If symptoms don't resolve in a day or two, the formula may not be the right one for you. Generally, you can tell if you are not receiving the right treatment or formula if any of the following conditions persist or worsen: sleep disturbances, radical appetite shift, indigestion, poor elimination, significantly reduced energy level, mood changes, bad moods. I would like to point out once more that although taking Chinese patent formulas may be useful to some extent, it is always best to have a professional Chinese herbalist evaluate your condition and prescribe the most appropriate herbal formula for you. Most cases of degenerative vision loss reflect deeper imbalances. I often find that using strong herbal formulas initially is best, to be followed up with less potent formulas as maintenance.